This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Cassandra Quiroz. Date of birth is December the 25th, 1991. Case ID number is 4037812. Date of exam, 10/6/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from RGVO, dated 2/11/22. Identifying information. This is a 30-year-old single female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of aggressive bipolar disorder / depression / hallucinations and right hand tendon / nerve pain. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in 2020, where she worked at Border Town for approximately 6 months. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her children in a mobile home and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, aggressive behavior / bipolar disease / depression / hallucinations. Number two, right hand tendon / nerve pain. History of allegations. Number one, aggressive behavior / bipolar disorder / depression / hallucinations. The claimant states that in 2012, she developed severe depressive behavior and aggressive behavior along with bipolar disease and depression. She was started on various different medications, which include oxycarbazepine, 50 milligrams QD, quetiapine, 100 milligrams QD, and Xanax, 0.25 milligrams TID. She is also on trazodone, 150 milligrams QHS, and paliperidone, ER, 9 milligrams QD. She states that she was also on benzoprine, 150 milligrams QHS. The claimant has had severe symptoms of depression with decreased energy, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, decreased appetite, and insomnia. She has had suicidal ideation and has attempted to commit suicide in 2018 by stabbing her right wrist and hand, and also by taking overdoses of pills in order to kill herself. She has been hospitalized 3 times for suicidal attempts. She has tried to overdose on pills and alcohol. The claimant was recently diagnosed as schizophrenic and is being treated aggressively at this time. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, but guarded. Allegation number two, right hand tendonitis / nerve pain. The claimant states that in 2018 she was in a motor vehicle accident and she injured her right knee. No x-rays were performed and except she was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the knees. She did receive 5 sessions of physical therapy, but no injections or fractures were noted. The claimant also states that in 2021, in December, She tried to stab her right hand and ended up sustaining injuries of carpal tunnel syndrome and nerve and tendon damage. No surgeries had been performed, and she was given some sessions of therapy for her hand as well. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She states the pain that she has in her hands is a shooting pain, along with numbness that goes up her arm. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 10 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup with her left hand, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar tub. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Mario Rodriguez. She is presently on ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID for pain, which she does state gives some relief. She does no other physical activity except work around the house. Her daily activities include sleeping, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and taking care of her children. She says she does no other extra exercise or watching TV. Medications: paliperidone, 9 milligrams QD, trazodone, 150 milligrams QHS, benzoprine, 150 milligrams QHS, Xanax, 0.25 milligrams TID. Quetiapine, 100 milligrams QD. Oxycarbazepine, 150 milligrams QD. Medical problems: history of COVID-19, aggressive behavior, history of bipolar disease and schizophrenia, depression, history of suicidal attempt times 3 and 1 with stabbing her wrist, osteoarthritis of the right knee, injury of the median nerve of the right hand along with tendon damage, major surgery, gastric bypass / lap band surgery, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant has been drinking 12 to 24 beers per day for 15 years. She states she stopped in May of 2022. The claimant denies any delirium or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of smoking marijuana and cocaine. She denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last usage of cocaine was in May of 2022, and of marijuana was in 2012. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 144 pounds, height 5 feet, 3 and a fourth inch, BP 111 over 64 mmHg, heart rate 60 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 26. General, this is a 30-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant appeared to be calm and relaxed and did not appear to have any depression or anxiety. Could you please drop down Could you drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos all over her body. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented, type 3, and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was normal. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to neurological? Grip strength was +4/5 for the right side and +5/5 for the left. The claimant was able to oppose fingers and pinch. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right hand where it was slightly decreased. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left hand and slightly decreased for the right. There was a 2 cm by 2 cm faint scar noted on the hand where she tried to stab herself, which appears to be very well healed at this time. X-ray of the right hand, no acute findings. X-rays of the left hand, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand and to a lesser extent with the right. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength of the left hand and slightly decreased strength of the right at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted except for decreased function of the right hand. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to multiple psychological and emotional issues and disorders. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, aggressive behavior / bipolar disorder / depression / hallucinations - being treated at this time aggressively. However, the claimant has attempted to commit suicide multiple times, and her condition is guarded. Allegation number 2, right hand tendonitis and nerve pain -mild at this time. The claimant has a grip of +4/5 and is able to oppose and pinch as well as to make a full fist. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Cassandra Quiros.